we can help save the restaurants we love.
Doctors in New York are inundated with a flood of patients, a flood of people, people who are sick and in need. And I want to take time to share a story that one doctor posted on Facebook. Okay, listen to this. Mert Aragon is an emergency physician in Brooklyn. Here's what he had to say about one of his patients. So today, in the middle of all the madness, there was a 100-year-old Hasidic lady with COVID pneumonia, and I was desperate to send her home so she wouldn't die in the hospital. But she dropped her blood pressure, and we had to keep her. And then, for an hour, her son called me to find out how she was. And I finally told him, look, she's 100 years old with pneumonia in both lungs. She's not good. She's not going to do well. And then he wanted to talk to her, and I said, you can't, I'm too busy. And he called back 10 minutes later, and I said, listen, sir, your mother is not conscious anymore. And he said, that's okay. It's very important that I do a prayer for her. Could you hold the speaker to her ear? I had 10 other pressing things to do, but I stopped what I was doing with respect for this 100-year-old woman and put the cell phone on speakerphone and told him to talk. He started the prayer of the dead, and he began to cry and could barely get the words out. And I saw she had numbers tattooed on her arm. He was crying for his mother and praying the Shema, the verses of unity, and it woke up some emotion in me that I had forgotten about. Time slowed down, and I felt restored to myself. When he was done, he thanked me and blessed me, and I said thank you to him. We'll be right back.
Apps are used everywhere except work. Why is that?
Is it because people love filling out forms? Maybe they like checking with their supervisor to see how much vacation time they have.